conjunction with all of the communications and monitoring systems that are in place, not only from a 24/7 monitoring from an electronic capacity, but also the human element of monitoring many of these systems as well. Those valves shut in a matter of minutes if there is anything noticed out of the ordinary from a temperature perspective, a flow perspective, a pressure perspective. Those valves shut in a matter of minutes. We then also have a response time requirement based on our permitting to be able to respond in person to those incidents within a matter of hours. So there would not be instances where there's, you know, slow leaks or any of those types of perspectives. In addition to that, putting in place consistent flyovers of the line, outreach activities with local responders so that they're also well-versed in these particular systems and how that works. Engagement with the 811, you know, call before you dig program as well, and a number of calibration and testing things to ensure the validity and integrity of the system prior to even turning it on to begin with. So there's a number of facets that throughout the construction, the commissioning, and throughout operations that we'll have.